If you're a leader, I have a very interesting challenge for you. I'd like to challenge you to let other people eat the first pancakes.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
When we think of the word leader, we think of somebody who is out front, somebody who is in the lead, showing the way, pointing the direction. And that is true. That is what leaders are supposed to do by their very definition. But I want you to notice a distinction between leaders who go first and leaders who want to be first. Those that want to be first, they're looking for the perks of their office. They're saying, what do I get ahead of other people? Or maybe even, what do I get that's exclusive to me that nobody else gets to have except for me? Because I'm the leader. That's not the kind of leader that we want to be. But we want to be the leader that goes first, especially when we're the leader that goes first in serving those people who are around us. We're going first in modeling for them the way that we should go. When we go first in empowering them, encouraging them to be the very best that they can be. There was a mom who was fixing pancakes for her sons on a Saturday morning. The two boys were sitting on the other side of the counter, Johnny, age 5, and Alex, age 3. They are watching these pancakes turn golden brown. They're smelling the aroma, and their mouths are starting to water. And they look at how many pancakes are on the griddle in this very first batch, and they begin to count them up and realize there's not a lot there for the very first person. So an argument breaks out between two of them about who should get the first pancakes. And they go back and forth between each other. Well, I should go because I'm the oldest. Well, I should go because I'm the youngest. And on they go. And mom sort of listens for a couple of minutes. And then she realizes this is a really good teaching moment. And so she says, you know, boys, if Jesus were here, Jesus would say, I want my brother to have the first pancakes. It's okay if I wait. The boys were silent for a minute. They thought about that. And then Johnny turned and looked at his brother, Alex, and said, Alex, you be Jesus. See, it's fun to kind of talk about living in a Jesus-like way or leading in a way that Jesus would approve of. But it's something totally different when those yummy pancakes, those things are right in front of us, those things that we say, well, I'm owed this as the leader. I get to be first because I'm the leader. But truly, leaders are the ones that say, I want to go first in setting the example. Jesus said about himself in Mark's gospel, he said, I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve others and to even give up my life in service of other people. Paul picks this up in Romans chapter 15. Listen to this verse. He said, each of us should please our neighbors for their good to build them up. Now, the verse just before this, listen to the context here. He says that we shouldn't be in it to try to please ourselves. But then look what he says here. See these words. He says, for their good and to build them up. What Paul was saying is that our focus is on the other person. How can we help them? Now, that means that leaders do have to go first in maybe going through some of the trials and errors, maybe going first in learning more things and maybe falling down and scraping your knees a little bit along the way. We have to go first in those areas so that we can help others get into those places where they need to be. You know, Jesus, in John's gospel, we're told in chapter 13, so this is just before Jesus is going to be arrested and be hauled off to Calvary to be crucified. John writes that Jesus was aware that he was the most powerful person on planet Earth. The scripture there says that he knew that God had placed all things under his feet. What did Jesus do with that power? He didn't say, gather around, guys, and do what I'm doing, and let me show you the way. He says, I'm going to demonstrate it for you without any words at all. He took off the robe that he had on, he dressed himself as a servant, and he got down and he washed their feet. It was only after he was done with that and he put his regular robes back on and sat down at the table that he said something to his followers that he hadn't said at any other time. He said, I have just given you an example. The example that he gave was not to strive to be first, but the example that he gave was for us to go first. Again, listen to those words of Paul. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good to build them up. See, when we do this, both we as leaders that are doing the serving and those other people who are being served, it's a win-win. Everybody is advanced. Now, listen, if you're trying to serve other people just because you're saying, I'm looking for some sort of a bounce back here. I did something nice for you. I went first and helped you out here. Now I'm looking to call in that favor at some point. I've got some tickets here that I want to turn in because I've done this. You're going to end up disappointed because that's not the way that it works. Jesus laid it all on the line, not expecting to get anything back. But he simply laid his life down to win for us the eternal life that he wanted us to have. So leader, that's what I challenge you to do. Where are the pancakes that you can let other people eat first? Where are some things that maybe you have been going first, or maybe you've been keeping to yourself exclusively, that you can begin to share with other people or allow them to have those opportunities first? They're having those opportunities because you are serving them. And when you do, you're glorifying God. I unpack this a whole lot more in my book called Shepherd Leadership, where I talk about the way that shepherds serve the sheep around them. They're not in it to try to gain a following. They're in there to try to create the healthiest pasture that they can so that the sheep can thrive there. You and I as leaders, we need to lead that way as well. So find those places where you can let other people have the first pancakes.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.